because if you really push towards achieving a goal or getting to a place, you'll find so many challenges and you'll get drained, you know. You'll drain your energy, you'll get tired, and maybe you'll give up on things. But if you follow the flow and you believe in the universe, you believe in yourself, and you keep going, allowing your sight to be fully open 100%, instead of just, you know, getting stuck on achieving one only thing, you can, you know, I don't think you will get tired. You will just enjoy the way, all the way through, even with the challenges.
Hello, Luca Pure Mellow Podcast. On this episode, we have Francesco from Italy. On this episode, we talk about the leaking way, how to manifest things into reality, to position yourself, to be in the right place at the right time, and not to absorb other people's negative energy. And also, last but not least, why we should just follow the flow and let life happen rather than trying too hard to control it. Perhaps follow us on Instagram at HelloHelloCopyOrMilo. Man, enjoy this episode with Francesco. Take care. Can you neighbor Guru Shuruza?
It's your boy Milo, and today we have a special guest from Napoli.
Yes.
From Italy. Francesco, a person
Francesco.
I met.
Francesco.
Francesco. Francesco Totti.
Francesco, nobody knows how to pronounce
Francesco.
That name. Yes.
Oh, man. Francesco.
Yes, well done.
Francesco from Napoli.
Yeah.
And now we are meeting in Antalya. What a moment, man, right now. I feel it. It's like...
Yeah, it's cool here.
It's cool. I met you in the hostel. You were the first person who welcomed me.
True.
And you were a volunteer in hostel.
Vag, yeah.
Okay. Vag. And you were born on 28 December 1989.
Hey, man, you have such a memory.
How does it feel like to be you? And how would you describe yourself, man?
Actually, I was just talking to a friend because someone here in Turkey, they... often ask me what my name means, because all Turkish names mean something. Mm-hmm. And I never knew what my name means actually in Italian. So I googled it finally after so many years. And the funny thing is that my name happened to mean freeman. Yeah. What I feel like right now, like a freeman.
How do you become what you are? What sort of childhood and your upbringing that you go through to become this free?
I don't know how much it has to do with my childhood. Mm-hmm. I had a very typical childhood from a South Italian family, which somehow it's very similar to, family from the Mediterranean area, like, I don't know, Northern Africa, Turkey. So I don't know how much it has to do with my childhood, but I definitely questioned a lot things, and I challenged myself a lot, and as you do, I met lots of people, and I've been very curious into understanding how what they think, what they do, what they are passionate in, and I guess somehow all these things made me who I am now. So yeah. I don't feel Italian, I don't feel European, I just feel member of this
universe.
Yes.
Yeah. When was the first time you traveled the world?
18. But I was a completely different person at the time. Mm-hmm. I was just having fun with my friends, you know, and we went to Ibiza in Spain.
Ibiza, nice.
You know, just fun. And that was one of the first time.
When was the curiosity started to kick in for you? Like you wanted to explore?
I've always been a curious person.
Okay.
Like since I remember. But definitely, I think something started to kick in when I started to follow this man. He was a blogger, which I still follow sometimes. Mm-hmm. And I think I discovered him over 10 years ago, at least. And this guy used to travel all around the world without any flights.
Wow.
And that impressed me a lot, and I started to follow.
All around the world? How do you get to New Zealand without...
Yeah, somehow, that's something I'm planning to do, I'm thinking about doing as well. Mm-hmm. Like hitchhiking a boat.
Ah.
For example, now I'm gonna go west to spend some time with my family. Mm-hmm. And from there, I'm gonna try to get a boat from Palma de Mallorca, as I have a friend living there, so mm-hmm. I can spend some time with him.
Cool.
And try to hitchhike a boat to go to South America.
How many languages do you speak?
Nowadays mainly English, mm-hmm. as I've been living, you know, in England for 4 years, and I've been traveling, so you always end up speaking in English. Mm-hmm. And then I mainly speak Neapolitan, which is the language from Napoli.
Wow, it's not Italian.
No, it's not Italian, it's a different language.
Cool.
With a different grammar. Uh-huh. And of course I speak Italian and Spanish, and just a tiny bit of French. And a few words from Turkey, of course,
yeah.
from this trip.
And I don't know, I have a friend from Sicily. Yes. Does Sicily have a different language as well?
Yeah, it's a dialect. I don't think that Sicilian is accredited as a language,
okay.
but it's definitely a dialect of Italy, and it's a very particular one. For me, it's very funny.
Funny.
Yeah, but obviously, I guess many people associate it to mafia, as uh-huh. mafia is you know comes from Sicily. And uh-huh.
My friend told me like, if you are in Sicily, you have to be careful. Like if I ever visit him there, he will advise me where to not go, because it's that serious.
I don't know. I'm not sure. I've been only in a couple of places in Sicily, and to be fair, I didn't feel
fear
at all. I mean, I didn't feel in danger at all. Mm. Same thing in Napoli. Until a few years ago, people wouldn't travel to Napoli because they were afraid. When they started to realize that there was actually nothing to be afraid about.
So it's similar with Turkish people's perspective towards Turkey.
It's similar to any discrimination about the country because of a fear coming from gossip, from news, media, whatever. Yeah. I'm still nowadays talking to my parents, you know, about how not dangerous places are. Uh-huh. Like
trying to convince
you know,
them.
Like, I'm constantly sending them pictures of myself and telling them how good I'm feeling, even in places that, you know, for the rest of the world are super dangerous. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, how can you still trust the media instead of trusting me while, you know, I'm here right now? What's the point of trusting the media?
Yeah. And you moved to the UK, right? What was the reason behind that? Why did you decide to go to stay in UK?
At the time there were so many reasons that I even forgot a few, man.
I guess job opportunities.
I wasn't happy with the
life.
With the society, with myself. Mm-hmm. I wanted to challenge myself. I was also in a very long relationship. Sorry?
Relationship.
Yeah, relationship with my ex. Mm. We've been together for 12 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a record so far.
That's
man.
A record. So I had many things I wanted to challenge or change or, you know, push in life. Mm-hmm. So for me, one of the things I had to do, I felt like doing, was to go somewhere else, which wasn't home or Italy. And somehow I chose England because I didn't speak English, so I wanted to learn a new language, in particular English, that it's for me was very important at the time. Uh-huh. And my new life started. I started challenging myself, you know, working from being a waiter, bartender, up to finally get a job as an engineer, because I graduated in Naples as a civil engineer.
Nice.
And I spent a few years working there. Even for, you know, very good companies and big projects, until I realized that life was not for me. I was just trying to keep going on a line that I had drawn, you know, many years in advance, mm-hmm. until I realized that there was no point to keep going in the same direction, because I had changed.
Yeah.
And therefore I quit my job and here I am.
So you've always been a brave person, or is that something that you need to train yourself?
I have no idea.
Because
I have no idea. Yeah, I mean,
yeah, because where you are right now, or where I am as well, what our journey requires, like trusting the universe, right? How do you get to where you are?
Everyone should somehow trust themselves, with you know, whatever capability they have. And of course, if you are kind of trying to challenge yourself as well, to taste your limits, you are not looking at the fear anymore. I don't know. I don't think I ever felt fear in the last years, in particular now that I have everything uncertain. So the more uncertainty I have, the less fear I fear, I feel, I think. So, yeah, I don't know.
Is that something trained, or you can't really remember?
I mean, trained. What is trained? Eventually, life is a training itself. So
that's deep, man. Indeed, life is a training on its own, man. Yeah. Well, what brings you to Turkey?
I was in Bulgaria, traveling with my ex from Australia. And
from Australia, yeah. You were in Australia or
no? We met in England.
Oh, she's Australian.
Yes, she was traveling Europe for like 2-3 years. Mm-hmm. And anyways, we were in Bulgaria. We were trying to live together. We rented a flat, but things didn't work, so we split. And she left, and I was thinking about the next move because I was getting tired of Bulgaria already. Mm-hmm. And it happened that a guy from Naples, actually, from Napoli, mm-hmm. that I met when I started traveling 1.5 years ago, mm-hmm. in Georgia, messaged me saying, oh, I'm in Turkey, here is so beautiful. And it was at the time when there were restrictions everywhere.
Yeah.
And in Turkey, there were no restrictions at all for tourists.
Yeah.
So I was like, yeah, why not? I'm gonna come. And I started my journey from Istanbul. And it took a while until I met this friend of mine. We met just before the Lykian Way, after maybe 4 months, because I took my time to go slowly south from Istanbul. And yeah, that's why I'm here in Turkey. Right, it was just, you know, I always leave any doors open. Someone calls me, I'm like, yeah, why not? Let's do it.
Nice. From Istanbul down to Izmir, I'm assuming.
I did all the west coast.
Oh, nice.
Up to Antalya, that's where we are now.
Yeah, it's funny, like, I was in Lotus Garden volunteering there, and you were as well.
Yeah.
How was the experience? I mean, you can be honest, like, how was the difference in experience, Lotus Garden and hostel park?
I enjoyed both environments, different vibes, you know. I liked the differences, so I enjoyed the first hostel as much as the second. Maybe the last one a bit more.
Lotus Garden a bit more?
This one, the Vag, the Vag last one.
A bit more?
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe because I like Antalya more, maybe because the owner is more relaxed. But I mean, I enjoyed both experiences.
Mm. Izmir and Antalya, is there any similarities, the city?
They are both on the coast, so you will mainly find people working along the coast on the seaside, which are for me some of the best areas of both cities.
Mm-hmm. Do you try Celebi Bomba, by the way?
What is it?
Bomba.
Bomba, the sweet.
Yeah,
it's my favorite sweet. I don't eat usually eat sweets, but that's my favorite one.
It's so good, right?
It's so good, man. Yeah. People are lively, and the cities are lively. So you would always see people having fun outside, conversating or chilling on the grass. That's something I like of both cities. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But at the time when I was in Izmir, mm-hmm. there were lots of restrictions. So, it was difficult to organize things. Mm-hmm. Though I shouldn't say this, but I was hosted by a friend through Couchsurfing, and this person was well known, you know, she had a very big group of friends. So we were always partying. So that's definitely what I remember about Izmir.
You mentioned this philosophy of letting go and not having a plan, right?
Yeah.
Can you elaborate more on that? How do you go about that with life?
I mean, it's good, you know, to be passionate in life about things, to know exactly what to do. Yeah. I think that someone will get tired to keep pushing towards a particular direction. That's why I started talking about being relaxed and going with the flow. Because if you really push towards achieving a goal or getting to a place, you'll find so many challenges and you'll get drained, you know. You'll drain your energy, you'll get tired, and maybe you'll give up on things. Mm-hmm. But if you follow the flow and you believe in the universe, you believe in yourself, and you keep going, allowing your sight to be fully open 100%, instead of just, you know, getting stuck on achieving one only thing, you can, you know, I don't think you will get tired. You will just enjoy the way, all the way through, even with the challenges.
How does one person practice that?
Say again?
How does one person practice that?
Like, well, the let go.
Yeah, following the flow and letting go. Let's just say if someone's upbringing, think, right? You grew up in a city life and you're used to, what's your next plan? What's your plan? What do you want to do with your life? You know, all these questions. How do you just, fuck it, I don't want to think about that anymore.
I think it takes time. It takes time, like starting from very small things, like even you know, letting go in arguing about a stupid thing with your parents or your friend or your girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever. It would be like letting go on anything that makes you feel uncomfortable, even a silly thing. You start from those silly things, and then it develop into something else, you know? How can you let go in life, I don't know, by not having a job or sleeping all over and moving a lot, not having a place, a stable place? How can you get there if you cannot even let go on a tiny argument or in a tiny, I don't know, a plate placed in the wrong place, you know? Definitely you need to start from very small things. And of course, not follow the media as well.
Yeah, let go of the media. Yeah. Stop watching the news.
Yeah, go around and see it by yourself.
Yeah, man. Okay. You know, like sometimes in life you cannot control a lot of things, right? The people that you meet, the negativity that people give to you, right? In a normal life, in your, I don't know if you remember how life was in England or in Italy. But especially right now that you're traveling and staying in a backpackers, every single day there are people, new people, in rotation, like energies changes and everyone brings their own, carry their own weight. How do you stop yourself from absorbing other people's negativity, or how do you stay positive and not be too stressed out about everything?
I think you get stressed about things when you don't find a way out. So let's say you are settled, and most likely you are stressed because you live your day by day routine, which is full of, you know, maybe negativity, unfortunately, most of the time, and somehow you stress out. But if you move, even if you meet lots of negativity, you know that most likely it's gonna be just for little, for short. So you try not to, you know, you don't look at that negativity because you know it's gonna go away, because you are gonna go away. So perhaps you try to convert that negativity in positivity by, I don't know, laughing, smiling, giving an advice, leaving some seeds in people's mind. So I nowadays the negativity around me, it's not really affecting me. But as soon as you start settling, even in a relation, I had lots of argument with my ex. And I realized that's part of settling with in a place or with in someone else.
Okay.
So, I believe that if you settle in yourself first, you know, you can escape negativity. I don't know if that makes sense.
It kind of makes sense, but how do you filter it though?
How do you filter it?
Yeah, filter. Like, let's just say you are having a good day. You just drank your coffee, specifically in a hostel, right? And then there's a person who just came to check in or something. And then he went through a shitty morning. And he just, like, he blames you for not getting your information right, the passport name or something, you know, it's not even your fault, it's just a small thing, for example. And how do you just not take it personally, you know, like that kind of shit? Like, that's just an example. Or perhaps other travelers who just gives you shit. That's why when I'm traveling right now, I try to be careful, I don't want to take shit right now, so I don't engage. You know what I mean? So I'm like, okay, don't engage because you're not strong enough right now at this situation for myself. Yeah, but looking at you, you're pretty stable. You're pretty concrete, like, yeah, firm. How do you deal with that?
I have my moments as well, and I guess realized already, you know, when you saw my face be very cold, because I was in a stressed moment. Uh-huh. But so, I mean, that happens to everyone, I guess. Yeah. But of course, if you even just use a bit of logic, man, you are like, come on, of course this person, how can I even think that this person is taking something personal, you know. It's just having a bad day, and if you realize that, because you know that you too can have a bad day, mm-hmm. I think that becomes easier. But of course, I don't know, I'm not the best, you know, to talk about this matter, because I do get my days as well. Mm-hmm. But mainly most of the time I try to be positive.
Mm. You try to be positive.
Yeah, I mean, understanding that, you know, shit happen, people can have bad days, and I understand that majority of people are frustrated about anything, about silly things in their lives, which are built up by the society, the family, or a job. So it's understandable. What I don't understand sometimes is like how people who try to be free, like travelers, how can they approach you sometimes in a very negative way? That's something I'm still trying to figure out. Maybe they are not in the place they would actually be, would actually like to be. So I don't know.
You don't know. Okay, it's all good. But in my opinion, like it's actually a lifelong struggle. You know, like it's just depending on how you are feeling at that moment, how you are conditioned. You know, it's so hard to filter negativity. Like no matter, I don't know. Like for example, I look at figures such as Donald Trump. You know, like when he was debating or when he shakes people's hands. And it's like he looks so strong, he looks so like bulletproof. I wonder if that state of mind is achievable or not, because I'm more inclined artistically, and I'm sort of sensitive, you know, to people's emotions. Like you're in a bad mood, I know it, whereas some people, they don't give a fuck. Like
what, I don't know if I understood what you're trying to say. Are you trying to say that you admire the strength of people like Trump?
No, the question is, how does one achieve that bulletproofness? You know, how do you sort of like, yeah, be bulletproof towards
like Trump?
Just an example.
Yeah, but like, I mean, are you admiring that? Or?
No. He just seemed like not affected by anything. Perhaps he's just acting.
I don't know. I mean, he's a public figure, so somehow he's acting.
Yeah.
So, and of course, there is lots of ego there. So I'm not sure. But why do you want to be bulletproof?
I know, it seems like a great skill to have. Like you can dodge any bullets. You can.
Like, do you mean like you don't want to suffer anymore? You don't want to feel any bad feelings anymore? That would be very boring.
But you're saying, you're mirroring the question, what's the point of being bulletproof? Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm curious to understand why you'd like to have that skill or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, because I don't want my day to be ruined. I don't know. Some people just have that skill, or maybe they're just better at acting. I don't know. You know, I wish I have that skill. You know, like not giving a shit about the negativity of people. Like, for example, you know, let's just talk about relationship, right? Let's just say your partner has a bad day. Mm-hmm. She comes back home. You will feel it, like. The way she washes the dishes, or the way she closes the door, and how do you not give a fuck, you know? Because you care about them. At the same time, you need to be strong enough to not feel the burden.
There is always gonna be a day where you feel a bit down, or your partner or whoever is around you feels a bit down. I think it's normal. I mean, I don't think we should fight to get to perfection, which can be, you know, being happy every day, Not even anybody knows what happiness is.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So I wouldn't worry about that. And to be fair, if you mention a relation, mm-hmm. and you know, if your partner gets home sad every now and then, and that affects you, and you know she cannot get back onto, you know, being in a good state of mind, maybe that person is not right for you. Maybe you are not ready to be in a relation. Mm-hmm. Maybe you want a person who is a bit stronger, mm-hmm. who, you know, who even if he's, you know, in a bad day, try her or his best not to affect the other. And maybe if you are in a relation and you really feel sad all the time, the other person is down, then you are not ready for the relation. Mm. That's how I see things.
Like, I usually ask people, how do you know it is the right person? But I feel like I want to ask you, how do you know when a relationship is not right for you?
Still working on it, man. In a relation, you want to be yourself. Mm. You want to be accepted for who you are. You want to feel comfortable. And yeah, of course, you need to have same lots of things in common, like passions, or you know, even for me, empathy. My girlfriend, I like my girlfriend to be a very empathic person and relaxed. But obviously, that depends on the person you are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
matches your personality. Does she has to be traveler?
Traveling is not just, you know, moving around.
Wow.
It's a state of mind. So if this person can understand that state of mind and can embrace it, yeah, she doesn't have to be a traveler. It's about accepting things how they are, being open-minded. It's about being curious. It's about being interested in others, being empathic. It's about, you know, enjoying the challenges, even of I don't know, a tough hike, for example. You need to understand, you know, what capitalism really is, and understand that actually we don't need that much. You can live a very minimalistic life. So yeah, if you can understand these things, you don't need to be a traveler. You can perhaps enjoy your beautiful career in whatever, earning lots of money, but you can still appreciate how to sit on the floor, getting dirty, how to hike a place to go to have a dip in the water, or you know, be in contact with herself and with the nature, not just with the society and with the you know, with the all these invisible things that our mind invented.
Mm.
I think that's the state of mind I'm talking about.
I understand. The biggest struggle are the things that goes through in our mind, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's not really in the physical reality.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Do you meditate a lot?
I try, yes. But it's, in particular in moments like this, where I'm using my brain a lot for work, for example, mm-hmm. I struggle. I cannot get any deep. But when I'm in the nature, for example, I was telling you about the lithium way.
Uh-huh.
And it was much easier, man, because you are at peace with yourself, you are in the nature, you have nothing to worry about. The only things I was caring about was just at some point in the day to find some wood to light a fire to eat, and that was one of the main thoughts I had during the day. Therefore, I didn't have to think about stressing out about anything else, which could be, I don't know, relations, or could be work, or could be, I don't know, traffic, or any silly things, from silly to big things. Actually, in those moments, yeah, I get quite deep into meditation and I really enjoy it. I feel very good with myself. But now, for example, I struggle.
Mm.
Yeah.
What is the struggle? The struggle is
not being able to free my mind, because it's full of, because I'm, I guess you saw me working on the laptop.
Okay.
And you know, I spend lots of time using my brain as a machine.
Are you doing like engineering?
I'm doing web programming now.
Wow.
And I'm kind of newer, uh-huh. beginner. Uh-huh. I mean, more than beginner, to be fair. Right. But I didn't start long ago, that's what I mean. Uh-huh. So sometimes I still spend lots of time trying to figure out the logic behind the line.
Wow.
And so, yeah, my brain, it's like the machine, working, you know, yeah, when you accelerate, then the engine takes a while to go down to zero.
Yeah.
And so, yeah. In these last days, my brain has been quite active, which doesn't let me
relax.
In peace with myself or relax without thinking about anything, just enjoying the
nature,
the bloody sound of the sea.
Yeah,
that's what I miss, for example, right, about being in nature.
Oh man, you are something, bro. Like your journey. And yeah, the Lichin Way. How, like you said, 520 kilometers, and typically people take a month. And how long?
The Lichin Way.
Yeah. How long do you take to finish yours?
I didn't hike all of it. Mm-hmm. I hiked maybe more than 2/3 of it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you can hear me.
Yeah, I can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As I told you, it took me 1 month and a half. But
one
I was not. I was not in a rush. I was just enjoying the moment. I was I didn't know how much I would have hiked. I didn't know how long it would have taken. I didn't know which places I was gonna visit. I just started and I started walking, and when I saw a place, in particular beaches, that I liked, I would stay there for a few days, a week, and then I would hike again and again.
Do you bring your own tent and things like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, tent. And yeah, it's just been referring to the beginning of our conversation. I just let it go and I started hiking, and to be fair, it's been one of the best experiences of my life.
And this is where I flip the script and let you ask me any question, any random question that you have on top of your mind that you're curious about, two or three or one, whatever that you prefer. You can ask me anything.
Sure.
Go for you, man.
Okay, let's see. Yeah, I feel like you are somehow trying to forcefully improve yourself. Mm. If I can ask why, where do you want to get to? And if I ask you also if you heard about, because you know Alan Watts, there is one of his talk that goes under the line, we are in such a rush into trying to improve ourselves. But how can we really improve? How can I really improve, for example, myself, if I am the person to be improved? So we will turn into a circle without maybe achieving anything. Because how can you improve yourself? What do you really think you can improve yourself, and why you want to improve yourself?
Mm-hmm. Whoa. If you try to improve yourself, you will go in a circle because you are the person who trying to improve.
Yeah.
That's what he said.
But okay.
Wow.
We can start with the first, with the beginning of the question, which is why I can see that you are trying to improve yourself. Mm-hmm. Why are you doing it so hardly?
Forcefully, you said.
Forcefully,
right?
Yeah.
I don't know. Sometimes in my head, right? Maybe there's a lot of us are like me. I feel like time is running out.
Mm.
I have that fear. Some people, they for example, one of the travelers that we had a conversation with just now, he said that life has no purpose, that he is happy if he goes tomorrow, right? But in my opinion, I don't have enough time, you know? Which is a different burden to have. Like, I am worried that if I don't forcefully trying to improve myself, and I will get back to the routine and still not knowing. So I'm trying to accumulate information, not necessarily I will take it and implement it. If I have that information, I can take it, I can apply it to myself when I want. I'm surrounded by people. When I'm not traveling, I am surrounded by people who are not curious, mm-hmm. who are not excited about finding things out, you know?
You're talking about people from Malaysia?
people from Malaysia, or as a matter of fact, people in Turkey, if, let's just say, if I'm not traveling, right?
Mm-hmm.
If I'm based, if I'm renting a house, and then friends, whatever.
Yeah. Okay.
They are not curious, you know. They, like, if I ask, why do you think so much? You know, you don't have, you don't need to know all this. You know, life is good. We can just sit down and drink beer. You know, for example.
Yeah.
Yeah. So whenever I find people who are traveling, I feel like perhaps I can learn more things. You know, because the journey that you've been through is more colorful than mine, I feel. But it's not forcefully. The fact that it feels forced, because I know time contact with you is really like brief, mm-hmm. really maybe accumulatively less than 2 hours that we actually talk.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So within that period of time, I see you in 10 minutes, I say everything, ask everything, and then I'll not see you again, for mm-hmm. example. Although you say, specifically, you told me you never know we'll meet again. But I have said that to a lot of people in life, right? And I never see them again.
You'll definitely come across some of them one day. It already happened to me.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Cool.
I'm sure about that. And if not, mm-hmm. what's the matter? I mean, what's
the problem?
What's the problem? Yeah. Definitely, even if you don't realize, even if you don't remember, even if you didn't even ask them to record this podcast,
mm-hmm.
I'm sure they left something, you know, inside you. Mm-hmm. If you are here, if you are asking certain questions, it's because maybe you realize something by moving around or by meeting someone, even maybe you had a small conversation with someone in the bus 3 years ago, and that conversation made you ask me a certain question tonight.
Mm-hmm.
You never know. You say, I will forget conversations, mm-hmm. the lessons by people, I learned by people. I don't think so, mm-hmm. because you didn't forget how to walk when you learned it so long ago, you know?
Yeah, true.
So, and going back to the matter of time, I guess you know that that's just a fictional
imagination,
a thing that humans invented.
Ah.
It's something that doesn't exist, and it shouldn't stress you out.
Mm.
I mean, it's just as simple as that. Maybe I understand that you come from a particular country. I've never been in Malaysia, but of course I know it's not like Europe or America or Australia.
Yeah.
So of course, I guess if you have been raised in a particular environment, in a particular culture where you can have nothing, of course, I guess for you, time starts being more important because you want to achieve things.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think you should force yourself to achieve anything. So it's good, for example, in this case that you told me you are passionate about coffee and you want to make something out of it because that makes you feel good. But do it enjoying the moment without rushing up, without saying, I have 2 years to get there. I have 1 year. I'm turning old. You're fucking young, man. I think you are even younger than me. So just don't stress out. Enjoy the moment. Keep traveling if you feel like traveling. Don't rush. Don't feel like you're wasting time. You are definitely not. Even this thing that you are doing right now, I fucking like it, you know? Cool. And I hope you don't just do it to remember the lessons. Man, you have nothing, you don't need teachers. You
yeah.
know, just live your life and looks like you are on the right way, you know, like you are very curious, which is a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
And curiosity is not just related to wanting to improve yourself. You're just curious. You like to understand people, as I do. But I'm not in a rush of improving myself.
Yeah. Wow. Thanks for that, man. That is insightful. Oh. Okay, you know, have you ever been depressed in your life?
I think so.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think so. Just before... I mean, I'm not an expert into, you know, these things. I think that was depression.
Mm-hmm.
Because as far as I know, during depression, you cannot, you have no expectation in life. Like every day is the same and you constantly think about dying because there is no purpose to live anymore. And I think I felt like that for some reason. Just before I moved to England, maybe a year or two, I was very insecure in that period, and I was about to step away from my family for the first time, and you know, being raised in a very strong southern Italian culture, you know, family, I was feeling it, and also stepping away from this long relation I was telling you about, mm-hmm. I was feeling very lost, mm-hmm. and plus I had some other things going on, so I think I experienced depression in that time. But luckily, right. I came out, even mainly thanks to my ex. My ex-girlfriend is like an angel.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. So I know we're in this topic, right? But I'm gonna jump there though, if you don't mind sharing. Like, here's the challenge that when we meet someone, we feel like it's perfect, like angel, how you put it. How do you let go of such things, such possessions?
What do you mean?
How do you let go of her being the one?
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow, that's been very tough, man.
Yeah?
It's been very tough. But eventually, I understood. I mean, we want to be the one all the time because of the way we've been raised, you know, like our parents always raise us, oh yeah, well done, you know, good boy, you are the best, you are the best of this and that and blah blah, and then you become, you know, a teenager, and you start realizing that actually you are not that good, and you start feeling depressed, and you want that relation that understands you, and then you are stuck in it, and then you lose it and blah blah, we know the story, mm-hmm. but anyways, yeah, I suffered a lot when it finished, but I like to keep in my life people who have been very important to me, or people I've really deeply connected with. So I managed to let everything behind, and that doesn't affect me anymore. Now I'm just happy to have her as a friend. We actually had a phone conversation today.
Cool.
It's funny.
Wow.
Yeah.
Timing.
Yeah. It's actually funny that we are talking about that.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I'm very happy to have her in my life. Because she's very important.
So not necessarily when you break up, when you separate, not necessarily that you have to be strangers. You can still be friends.
Of course, yeah.
There's a best
if
kind
there
of
has been a real connection, a real, a deep relation, and understanding, and you really know each other well, how can you become a stranger? Like, I don't know, you know very well, maybe not, but somehow you know your parents, so you feel them a lot, or you know them very well, whatever, how can you become a stranger with them?
Yeah.
So in the same way, how can you become a stranger to someone who you really connected with, you spend part of your life with, in my case, a big part of my life, how can you become a stranger?
Yeah.
I mean, that would be very weird.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I guess you just have to be strong. You went through it. You endure the pain. Pain makes you grow, I think. That's what
I've
been told.
Maybe,
Wow. Yeah, going back to the depression, how do you get out of it, that funk? And what was the motivation? No, some people say it's like a dark cloud. It will go. Some people say that, but yeah, I'm not really sure though.
Have you experienced it?
Maybe yes, maybe no. I'm not really sure if it is depression or just boredom. You know, so
yeah.
So yeah, because people had it worse. Like, how they deal? Like how?
Salam alaikum.
Like how they deal with it? How did they, like, you know, drugs, alcohol, trying to numb their thoughts, you know? It's a bit dark. I did not have to go through that. I needed, like, communication. I needed friends. I needed people. I needed the sun, things like that, to get out of it.
But definitely need someone when you are depressed, I think. Otherwise, it would be fucking difficult, man. So, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, but people definitely need help. You know, definitely need someone to stand by them.
Okay.
That's as much as I know.
Like if someone is going through a routine in life let's just say they're not doing something that they don't like, right? And but they need it. They're doing it for the money. They're doing it for the perception of society, like, oh, he's a good person, he works, you know, he has a good job.
Try to relax, stop for a second, and perhaps getting some knowledge about things around you, that could be enough. I don't think you have to necessarily travel to avoid those things. Mm-hmm. You can already be aware and conscious about them and somehow act accordingly, but traveling is a plus. So it's not something that everyone has to do it, but definitely it's a plus. I met really conscious and smart and deep people who had never traveled, you know? Mm-hmm. And they were aware of what was going on in their lives, in the world, in the society. So you don't need to be a traveler.
What are you searching for, man? Francesco, what are you searching for in life?
I'm definitely searching for inner peace, which I feel like I'm getting very close to. I feel much better with myself than I used to. And I'm looking for connections with people, like real connections, not just blah 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 blah. I think humans developed in a certain way, and I think we are in a kind of new cognitive revolution in Homo sapiens, and I feel like part of it. So I'm looking for real connections with people, and mainly this, yeah,
connections,
inner peace by, you know, feeling free and enjoying the moment, and accepting things how they are. And yeah,
to conclude, if you could give the last piece of advice to your 20-year-old self, would you give the same advice?
Yeah, man, definitely.
Yeah.
Oh, I was so clutched up. Yeah, man, I wish I could meet myself at this age when I was 20.
Yeah. What would you tell yourself, like, in simple words?
Just fucking relax, man.
Bro, thank you so much for being part of Hello Hello Kopi or Milo podcast.
Thank you for this, man.
In Malaysia, we have this, just so happened, we have this drink called Milo, which is M-I-L-O.
Yeah.
Okay. That drink is hot chocolate drink, right? So if I were to ask you, hey, hello, hello, kopi or Milo, would you want a coffee or you want a hot chocolate? Which one would you choose?
Man, I think I would go for a coffee.
Coffee or
yeah,
Milo,
but because I've never tried
Milo,
maybe this time I would choose that.
Go for Milo. If you come to Asia, maybe Thailand, Singapore, Malaysia, they have it there, yeah.
I'm definitely gonna go to that side of the world soon, man.
Awesome.
Hopefully.
Yeah, cheers.
They will say, here in Turkey, they will say Inshallah.
Inshallah, yeah. Antalya 2021, June 30th, we are approaching July 1st. No more curfew.
Yeah.
Cheers, man. Thank you so much, bro.
Thanks to you, man.
Awesome. That was a good one, bro.
Yeah. Thanks for this, man.
Appreciate you, bro.
Hello.